Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, more grandparents' phrases, the Gardner Minshew van, and climbing Mount Everest. They're all coming up right after this.
I'm not all that into the religion right now, but I do keep an eye on what's going on in the Catholic Church. And one of the big controversies right now is that the people who are have that gluten allergy, they can't take the host because it's made out of wheat. And so they've been trying to get the church to change it, as a lot of denominations have, where you can have an option for a rice.
Oh, I read about this last year.
They do have that.
No, not anymore.
But they don't in the Catholic Church.
The Pope nixed that last year.
Oh, here's a little protest song. People who have gluten
allergies
have put together, and I think it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Here's Tim Kavanaugh.
Jesus is just all rice with me.
Yeah.
Jesus is just all rice. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just all rice with me. Jesus is just all rice.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have been asking you to send us phrases that perhaps Grandpa, Grandma used. This comes to us from Nashville, Tennessee. The appropriate response would be for this gentleman when someone says, "How you doing?" "I'm hanging in there like a hair on a biscuit." Boy, that is,
yikes. Right.
My grandpa used to say, if you started anything with him, you better go out in the parking lot and practice falling down. I like that too.
One time while we were baling hay, my granddad told my brother that working with him was like losing three good men.
This next one is really rough.
Oh, okay.
For a number of reasons.
Is that right?
Yeah, I really can't.
You're going to read it anyway.
I can barely read any of it. My dad would say, "Your luck is so bad, you could fall into a barrel of."
Yeah.
And there's an offensive term for certain thing, biological, if you will.
A porta potty.
And no.
Oh.
Once again, it's a barrel of.
Yeah. Come out sucking.
And you've heard this. You know? Coming out with something else in your mouth. It's really.
What?
I'll have to read it to you off the air.
Here's one we've all heard. My dad used to say, "Yeah, and people in hell want ice water."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you wanted something and you didn't get it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's one. This is kind of some of these are sort of old bromides, I guess. Anytime I'd get a bad grade, Deborah writes, my dad would say, "Any dead fish can float downstream."
That's right.
not exactly sure what any of these mean. We're going to get back to some NFL news, but first we have the phone.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
Good. I heard you talking about the old time phrases people used to use back in the old times. I got one from my mom, Phyllis. She used to get jealous and I'd brag about my Aunt Petty being brave because my Aunt Petty could, like, tail whip a copperhead. She ain't afraid of spiders or snakes. She hear me bragging my friends and she'd always say, "Oh, Fudd, if she had balls, she'd be your uncle." Hey, I forgot to mention I've been dealing with a bunch of back pain lately.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Yeah, so yesterday I went to this chiropractor. I seen advertising on TV regular.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. He's a cool dude, man. He calls himself the Krakenator.
Yeah.
Well, except around Halloween time, then he becomes Count Bacula.
Oh, very nice.
I swear to God. So anyways, I got a 50% off coupon for a free spine adjustment on the back of the Penny Saver, and it expires this weekend, so I went ahead and used it.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Well, I was a little weirded out when I pulled up and seen he was operating out of the back of an old booger shaft that closed back in, like, circus 1987.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So I'm thinking that might be a little shady, especially since he's still selling fireworks out of the place. But when I walked past all the fireworks and seen his fire-ass hot assistant, I knew he had to be legit. I swear to God. So anyways, I had my doubts at first, but I got to say, his doc did some great work on me, man. I mean, especially for a guy who wears a cape in his commercials. He cracked me every which way. You could hear all the cracking sounds. Sound like microwave popcorn going off. Sound like my great-grandma Lily back when she used to always fall down the stairs. You know, finally put her in Shady Days rest home.
Oh, good. Nice.
But anyways, right now I'm feeling so loose and limber, I could probably do Patty Ferguson, the driver's seat of the Volkswagen Bug at the drive-in movie.
Nice.
I swear to God. Remember back in the day, man? Hell, the Beckley Street Drive-In Theater probably still has a trail of rubbers from me. Oh, but not only did Doc Bacula fix my back, I think he fixed my relationship with this new chick I'm seeing, Gina.
Really? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because last time I was able to go all night since my back ain't all jacked up.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of jacked up, did I mention I got carjacked this morning when I was dropping her off at work?
Wow, did somebody steal your car?
No, Tom, not that kind of jacking. I swear to God. They also charged me with a pump and run. I swear to God.
Hang up the phone, Ace. Thank you, Donnie. I'm glad your back is better. Back in the NFL?
Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Gardner Minshew is selling the van he trained in and lived in during the offseason. Minshew said he went on a 3-week road trip at the end of the season and has since been parked in Florida, living out a high school dream. NBC Sports reports that in preparation for training camp, Minshew has driven the bus to Philadelphia and is now, well, it's a van, is now looking to unload the vehicle to the right buyer. His sales pitch, "I'm selling my baby in Philly," he says. The former inmate transport bus has been completely rehabbed and would be perfect as a tailgater for Birds games, he plays with the Eagles again, or a semi or permanent residence, and obviously and most tastefully as a love shack, baby. This grizzled veteran has seen 146,000 miles. When I took her to get service most recently, the mechanic said in his professional opinion, and I quote, "This thing is awesome, man."
Nice.
Equipped with energy efficient AC unit, cooktop, and a fridge. She's listing for $25,000, but more than anything, I just want to see her in a nice and loving home.
Well, if she's listing, they need to balance that out.
Yeah, I don't want it to fall over.
Serious inquiries only to my DMs.
I think it's great.
Yeah, well, he'll sell it for sure.
I'm sure it's already sold.
Sounds like a great vehicle.
Yeah.
And I like how it's got big backup quarterback energy. The fact that it's not, don't email my assistant to sell it. Just DM me personally.
Yeah. That's right.
We'll figure this out mano a mano.
Wow. Pat, this might be something for you.
The van?
Sure. You could just live right here.
That's not a bad idea. Bring that rent fee down.
Sure. Just park it out in the parking lot here at the station.
Oh, somebody did that before. Why not you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, remember when that guy lived in that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
RV. Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't odd at all.
No.
This guy... No. This a true story. This guy, Willie, would... when he would ever leave the air booth, he would take his ashes with him.
His cigarette ashes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember this ash? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He had this little tin, and he'd smoke cigarettes, then put the ashes and the butts in them and take them when he would leave.
That's kind of kind, not leaving anything behind.
Yeah, there was. We were always kind of curious as to what was going on.
Yeah.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
We return to the sports page with Chick McGee.
Well, and that means only one thing.
Stupid world record.
Three Nepalese sisters have broken the Guinness World Record for the most sisters to climb Everest together.
Oh, really? And survive.
Oh, and you gave me their names. Thank you very much.
They all have the same last name.
Dawa, Shearing, and Sherpa. Oh, that's what their last name.
Their last name is Sherpa.
Wow.
Are they all Sherpas?
N-I-M-A. They became the first group of three sisters to ever climb Everest together as a family. Family climbs together. Everest was the first peak the sisters tackled in their ambitious plan to climb the highest summits in seven different continents. Oh, they're going to do more, six more of them.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeesh.
And I think they lived, which is important.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't want to have the record for the first three sisters to die while trying to climb Everest.
But are they Sherpas?
I think that's their actual last name, and I'm guessing that must be the origin of the term Sherpa.
I don't
want to
say anything because I don't know if Sherpa is a nationality. It's just a last name. I think we're opening up a can of worms.
Okay,
here.
Sorry.
But his first name, Dawa, D-A-W-A, and Nima, N-I-M-A.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that's giving me trouble is spelled T-S-H. E-R-I-N-G.
Searing.
Really?
Is what you're going
Probably,
with.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And then Jangmu, kind of a nice name.
Jangmu's her middle name.
Yeah. Nima Jangmu Sherpa. So I'm not sure what came first. Maybe Sherpa is that's where they picked up what we use it for. I mean, someone carrying all the weight.
Maybe.
But they did it.
Yeah, they did it. It looks like they're carrying big backpacks as they climb Mount Everest. So good for them. That's a little cooler than some of the records we've had lately.
Is this the season? Is this Mount Everest climbing season?
I think August.
I think it just ended, didn't it?
First week in August? Well, I'm not sure. Not sure.
Yeah,
isn't it for some people not very fun because there's like a line?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a bummer. When I go up there, I'd want it to just be me. You know what I mean? But,
Gotta wait your turn.
Yeah, I don't want to see other people. You know, you do that. You don't want to see other people.
There's a very steep fee.
Yeah, I've heard tens of thousands.
Yeah.
There's a license you have to pay for. And then these boutique climbing groups, they just more or less carry you up. And you can mount.
Well,
you can peak Everest, I guess.
And you can also die. There's a great book about it called Into Thin Air. John Krakauer. Highly recommended. Is that sports?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's on
the Where you go? Oh.
This is what you farted for.
Christy!
A flashy Brooklyn pastor known for driving a Rolls Royce and wearing designer outfits and extravagant jewelry was robbed of more than $1 million while he was preaching at church on Sunday.
$1 million?
Yeah, three males entered the Leaders of Tomorrow Church Sunday with firearms and removed the jewelry being worn by Bishop Lamar Miller Whitehead and his wife. In an Instagram post Sunday, Miller Whitehead defended his bling-loving lifestyle, saying he's going to live his life the way God has set it up for him.
With your money.
Uh-huh. Miller Whitehead, 44, formed Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries, tax-free in 2013 after serving a five-year prison sentence for identity theft and grand larceny.
I see.
Yeah, he claims he was illegally convicted, Josh.
Okay. Now, so the guy's wearing more than $1 million worth of jewelry.
Aren't you?
They're streaming it. Don't you think you'd have security?
Well, but that was the report he gave the insurance company.
Well, there's
story also said $400,000.
Well, this says $1 million. So, I mean, there's no... I mean, the point is that he's got a lot of, what is it, bling. Yeah. So he's like the Lil Wayne of preachers. But you got to hand it to the guy to convince people... I'm sure he's already asking for more money to buy new stuff.
If you people can, hand it over, don't
if you
they?
Can convince people to put money in the collection plate for your new jewelry collection and your Rolls Royce, more power to you. No shots were fired.
No.
But we'll see if there's more to this. You have to wonder if maybe somebody knew somebody who was doing something.
This is from Matthew. This guy... He gets it. Matt from Cincinnati. My grandpa used to see a beautiful woman and say, I wouldn't kick her out of the bed for eating crackers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Oh, yeah.
But then Matt says, see, crackers make a lot of crumbs. But she's hot enough to have to deal with it.
Thank you,
Matt.
You know me, I do not approve of food in bed.
Yes,
I hate
know.
Breakfast in bed. Don't like room service. No, thank you. Like so to that's get out
a,
there.
That's about a beautiful woman. This is my grandfather would see an ugly woman and say, "I wonder how much she'd charge to haunt a house."
Here's one. This is from Craig. He writes, "My dad, I would say, do you want a beer?" And he'd say, "Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?"
Devil.
And this, I love this one. This could be very handy.
Okay.
This could be very handy. If you're out to dinner, and this guy says, my dad would say someone would get a rare steak, and he'd go, a good vet could bring that thing back to life.
Kenny's uncle wrote in, and his uncle would say, this guy is nuttier than a porta pot at a peanut festival.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, implying that, of course, the peanuts
have gone through.
What this one said, my grandfather would never swear. He'd always say, Godfrey Scissors.
That's my new phrase.
What does that mean?
Godfrey Scissors. Oh, that's great. Dick Hetzwater needs to sit in for Godfrey Scissors.
Yes.
Here's one. When my dad would get mad, he would say, you're irking my tater.
Irking my tater?
I don't know what that means either. And then my grandpa used to say, remember, I've been your age. You've never been mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Wise.
Hmm. That's a wise man.
Kelsey says my dad was talking about cousins at a wedding. And said, it's like looking through a telescope into a horror film.
Jeez.
Here's one. My grandma would say, love is blind. It even flew up a hog's ass.
What?
These seem disconnected somehow.
Yeah, they do.
But I love it.
Now, here's one that's kind of complicated, but I think it's worth the journey. This comes to us from Scott. He writes, I was going to basic training, and the drill sergeants would introduce themselves by saying something unflattering about the recruit in front of them. This one has stuck with me 45 years later. The drill sergeant said, Jesus, man, you're so ugly you could scare a maggot off a honey wagon at 50 yards. Now, by way of explanation, a honey wagon is a mining cart that the miners would do their fecal business in miles underground. You follow me here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always heard of... Oh, go ahead.
Fecal business.
Yeah. And they will call a honey wagon now the trucks that
they
go around.
Clean out the septic systems, yes.
Again, the thing is, you're so ugly you could scare a maggot off a honey wagon. Now, then this guy continues, my last name starts with the letter Z. So by the time they got to me, I figured that the drill sergeant was out of insults.
Sure.
He said, where are you from? I am from South Dakota. He said, I'll have to use the S word. I didn't know they stacked that high in South Dakota.
I love it.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Remember, Greg Warren was at West Point for a little while, mm-hmm. our comedian friend. And when you're at attention, you're supposed to look straight forward. And he had a great story of how he was kind of looking around. He was a little shifty-eyed. And the drill sergeant came up behind him and goes,
You looking to buy this place, Warren? I have a book called S. I think it's S that your drill sergeant said. It's just it's all people wrote in, and it's wonderful.
Huh. Yeah, some of them are kind of mild, like this one. My grandpa would always say, "That's handier than a pocket on a shirt."
That is handy. You weird like that one.
Yeah.
You're like Tupac.
You insist.
I do. Oh, yeah. I wonder when that started happening, when they started putting pockets on shirts.
When we started calling you Tupac Shakur this morning. That's
so when you're on vacation, do you wear a pocketed shirt then, too?
Of course. He does. Even more so. You got to put your sunglasses somewhere.
You do the linen?
Phone. I like a nice linen shirt.
Dave says during the steamy dog days of August in West Virginia. Oh, boy. My pawpaw, isn't that nice?
Oh, yes.
Would say, it's hotter than two mice effing in a wool sock.
All right. The saltier ones tend to be very good. I like this one. This is Jason in Wisconsin. If you asked my grandfather how he felt, you'd get one of two answers. He'd say, absolutely average. Or... like a bag of crushed a-holes.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that
means. He was a positive guy.
he couldn't have been feeling too good if he felt like that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.